Unveiling Divine Mysteries, the 15 most enigmatic beings in the Bible. The Bible, a revered and sacred text, is not only a source of spiritual guidance, but also a treasure trove of divine mysteries. Within its pages, one can find tales of enigmatic beings whose very existence raises profound questions about the nature of the universe and the unfathomable wisdom of the Almighty. These beings, often shrouded in mystery, reveal the depth of God's creation and His boundless power. Let us delve into the stories of the 15 most enigmatic beings in the Bible, exploring their significance and the divine mysteries they embody. Shun 1, the Seraphim. High above, in the celestial realms closest to the throne of God, dwell the Seraphim, a class of angelic beings described in the book of Isaiah, with six wings, two covering their faces, two covering their feet, and two for flying. These fiery beings are in constant motion around the throne, proclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." Isaiah 6:2-3. Their continuous chant reflects the perpetual reverence and awe inspired by God's holiness. The seraphim's presence highlights the grandeur of divine majesty and the never-ending praise that God receives in the heavens. And two, the cherubim. In the heavenly hierarchy, cherubim are second only to the seraphim. These majestic beings are mentioned in several books of the Bible, including Genesis, Ezekiel, and Revelation. Depicted as guardians of sacred spaces, such as the Garden of Eden and the Ark of the Covenant, the cherubim play a pivotal role in the divine order. In Ezekiel's vision, they are described as having four faces, that of a man, a lion, an ox, and an eagle, and four wings with their bodies full of eyes all around. Ezekiel 1:5-14. This complex and awe-inspiring appearance symbolizes the omnipresence and omnipotence of God, as well as the interconnectedness of His creation. The cherubim's role as protectors of divine realms underscores their importance in maintaining the sanctity of God's presence. Their depiction on the Ark of the Covenant, where their wings overshadow the mercy seat, emphasizes their role in the worship and reverence of God. The cherubim remind us of the holiness of God and the sacredness of the spaces dedicated to His worship. 3. The Nephilim. One of the most enigmatic and controversial groups in the Bible is the Nephilim, mentioned briefly in Genesis 6:1-4. These mysterious giants are described as the offspring of the sons of God and the daughters of men. Their presence on earth, both before and after the Great Flood, raises many questions about their nature and origin. The Nephilim are described as mighty warriors and men of renown, yet their exact role and significance remain shrouded in mystery. The Nephilim's brief mention in the Bible has sparked numerous interpretations and debates among scholars and theologians. Some view them as fallen angels or demigods, while others see them as symbolic representations of human wickedness and the reasons for the Great Flood. Regardless of their true nature, the Nephilim serve as a reminder of the complexities and mysteries inherent in the divine-human interactions recorded in the Scriptures. 4. The Angel of the Lord. Throughout the Old Testament, the Angel of the Lord appears as a unique and commanding presence. Unlike other angels, this being speaks as God Himself, indicating a special and mysterious identity. The angel of the Lord often appears at critical moments, delivering divine messages and executing God's will with authority and power. One of the most notable appearances of the angel of the Lord is in Genesis 22, where he stops Abraham from sacrificing his son Isaac, declaring, "Do not lay a hand on the boy, do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Genesis 22:12. This intervention highlights the angel of the Lord's role in significant turning points in divine revelations. Another key encounter occurs in Exodus 3, where Moses encounters the angel of the Lord in the burning bush. Here the angel speaks as God, revealing His name as "I am who I am," Exodus 3:14, and commissioning Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. These encounters underscore the mysterious and divine nature of the angel of the Lord, bridging the gap between the heavenly and earthly realms. 5. The Watchers. The book of Daniel introduces us to the Watchers, angelic beings who observe and influence human affairs. In Daniel Shittur 4:13-17, King Nebuchadnezzar recounts a vision in which a watcher, a holy one, descends from heaven to decree his fate. The watcher declares that the king will be driven away from people and live among the animals until he acknowledges that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth. The role of the watchers as observers and enforcers of divine judgment highlights the ongoing interaction between the heavenly and earthly realms. These beings ensure that God's will is executed, serving as intermediaries between the divine and human worlds. Their presence in the Bible reminds us of the vigilance of God's angels and the certainty of His justice. 6. The four living creatures. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John describes a vision of four living creatures surrounding the throne of God, Revelation 4:6-8. These beings, each with six wings and full of eyes all around, resemble a lion, an ox, a man, and an eagle. They continually proclaim, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." The four living creatures represent the fullness of creation, with each form symbolizing different aspects of God's creation. The lion for wild animals, the ox for domesticated animals, the man for humanity, and the eagle for birds. Their ceaseless worship and praise of God emphasize the unity and harmony of all creation in glorifying the Creator. These beings remind us of the interconnectedness of all life and the ultimate purpose of creation: to worship and glorify God. 7. The behemoth. In the book of Job, God challenges Job by describing the behemoth, a colossal creature that showcases his unmatched creative power. Job 40:15-24. The behemoth is described as the mightiest of all God's works, with powerful loins and a tail like a cedar tree. It eats grass like an ox and lies under the lotus plants, hidden by the reeds and marsh. The behemoth symbolizes the awe-inspiring grandeur of God's creation and His dominion over all creatures. Its depiction serves as a reminder of the Creator's power and the majesty of His works. The behemoth's presence in the Bible challenges us to acknowledge the vastness of God's creation and to stand in awe of His infinite power and wisdom. 8. The Leviathan. The Leviathan, another formidable creature, is described in the book of Job and other biblical texts as a fearsome sea monster. Job 41, Psalm 74, 14. This dragon-like being, with its impenetrable scales and powerful jaws, represents chaos and destruction. Yet it is also under the sovereign control of God, who alone can tame it. The Leviathan's presence in the Bible underscores God's supreme authority over all forces, both seen and unseen. It symbolizes the ultimate power of God to bring order out of chaos and to subdue even the most terrifying of creatures. The Leviathan serves as a testament to God's ability to control and command all aspects of creation, reaffirming His sovereignty and omnipotence. 9. The Angel of Death. The Angel of Death is a mysterious figure who appears in the Bible during instances of divine retribution. One of the most notable appearances occurs during the final plague in Egypt, where the angel of death passes through the land, striking down the firstborn of the Egyptians, but sparing the Israelites who mark their doorposts with lamb's blood. Exodus 12:23. This event, known as the Passover, marks a significant turning point in the history of Israel and God's deliverance of His people. The angel of death's role illustrates the seriousness of divine justice and the ultimate authority of God over life and death. This figure serves as a reminder of the consequences of disobedience and the importance of adhering to God's commands. The angel of death's presence in the Bible emphasizes the reality of divine judgment and the protective power of God's covenant with His people. 10. The Demon Legion. In the New Testament, the Gospel of Mark recounts the story of Jesus' encounter with a man possessed by a multitude of demons, collectively named Legion, Mark 5:1-20. The demons recognize Jesus' divine authority and beg Him not to send them away. Jesus casts them into a herd of pigs, which then rush into the sea and drown. The story of Legion highlights the reality of spiritual warfare and Jesus' ultimate victory over the forces of evil. The presence of Legion underscores the power of Jesus to liberate and restore individuals from the bondage of demonic oppression. This encounter serves as a powerful reminder of Jesus' authority over all spiritual forces and his ability to bring healing and deliverance. 11. The Archangel Michael. Michael, one of the chief princes, is mentioned in the books of Daniel, Jude, and in Revelation as a warrior angel who leads God's armies against the forces of evil. In Daniel 10:13, he is described as a protector of Israel, and in Revelation 12:7-9, he leads the heavenly army in the battle against the dragon and his angels, ultimately casting them out of heaven. Michael's presence in the Bible symbolizes the ongoing battle between good and evil and the assurance of divine protection for the faithful. His role as a defender and leader of God's armies highlights the reality of spiritual warfare and the ultimate victory of righteousness. The Archangel Michael serves as a beacon of hope and courage for believers, reminding them of the power and protection of God's heavenly hosts. 12. The Angel Gabriel. Gabriel is a messenger angel who appears in the books of Daniel and Luke, delivering significant announcements on behalf of God. In Daniel 8:16 and 9:21, Gabriel provides Daniel with understanding and insight into prophetic visions. In the New Testament, Gabriel appears to Zechariah to announce the birth of John the Baptist, Luke 1:11-20, and to Mary to announce the birth of Jesus Christ, Luke 1:26-38. Gabriel's role as a divine messenger emphasizes the importance of God's communication with humanity and the unfolding of his salvation plan. The messages delivered by Gabriel mark critical moments in biblical history, heralding the arrival of significant figures and events. Gabriel's presence underscores the ongoing interaction between the heavenly and earthly realms and the fulfillment of God's promises. 13. The woman clothed with the sun. In the book of Revelation, John describes a vision of a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head. Revelation 12:1-6. This woman is in labor, about to give birth to a child who will rule all nations with an iron scepter. However, a great red dragon stands ready to devour the child as soon as it is born. This symbolic figure is often interpreted as representing the Virgin Mary, the Church, or Israel. The vision underscores the cosmic struggle between good and evil and the ultimate triumph of God's plan of salvation. The woman's travail and the dragon's opposition highlight the persistent conflict between the forces of light and darkness. Yet the birth of the child signifies the inevitable victory of God's redemptive purposes. 14. The Whore of Babylon. Revelation 17 introduces the Whore of Babylon, a mysterious and sinister figure representing the corrupt and idolatrous systems opposed to God. She is depicted as riding a scarlet beast, adorned with blasphemous names, and holding a golden cup filled with abominations and the impurities of her fornication. Her eventual downfall signifies the ultimate victory of righteousness and the establishment of God's kingdom. The Whore of Babylon serves as a stark warning against the seductions of worldly power and immorality. Her influence and allure symbolize the pervasive nature of evil and corruption in the world. Yet her demise foretells the inevitable judgment and destruction of all that stands against God's will. The Whore of Babylon story reminds believers of the transient nature of earthly power and the enduring triumph of divine justice. 15. The Rider on the White Horse. In Revelation 19:11-16, John sees heaven opened and a rider on a white horse, called Faithful and True, who judges and makes war in righteousness. This rider, often identified as Jesus Christ, is depicted with eyes like a flame of fire and on his head many crowns. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. Accompanied by the armies of heaven, he returns to defeat the forces of evil and establish God's eternal kingdom. The image of the rider on the white horse encapsulates the hope and assurance of Christ's second coming and the final victory over sin and death. His righteous judgment and triumphant return signify the fulfillment of God's promises and the establishment of his everlasting reign. The rider on the white horse serves as a powerful reminder of the ultimate triumph of good over evil and the consummation of God's redemptive plan. The Bible's portrayal of these mysterious beings not only captivates the imagination, but also serves to deepen our understanding of God's power, wisdom, and love. Each being, whether angelic, demonic, or symbolic, plays a role in the grand narrative of God's interaction with humanity. Their stories remind us of the divine mysteries that surround us and the ultimate truth that God's plan is perfect and His kingdom is everlasting. As we ponder these enigmatic beings, we are drawn closer to the awe and wonder of the Creator, whose ways are higher than our ways and whose thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Isaiah 55:9.